We now have some travel news. Norwich County Council has spent more than £120,000 on repairing potholes since 2022, and a mystery plane has been spotted zigzagging over Norfolk, not presumably to avoid the potholes. Norwich City black cabbies are being allowed a fare increase, and soon people in Norwich will be able to use Uber. Here is Julie with some pothole news.
Drivers fed up with navigating the city's bumpy roads want the council to spend more on fixing the issue. It comes as new figures reveal Norfolk County Council splashed out more than £120,000 since 2022 on repairing potholes around Norwich. But some motorists say this isn't enough and that driving in the city is like riding on the moon. Figures released by the council show that a total of £122,372.83 has been spent to fix up the city's roads since 2022, averaging roughly £40,000 per year. It also revealed that, in the same three-year span, 538 potholes were repaired across the city, costing the council an average of £254.33. Unthank Road and Earlham Green Lane came out as the pothole hotspots in the city, with five roads apiece having been dealt with. Other roads, such as Hall Road, Aylsham Road and Europa Way, also had its fair share of problem areas. Edmund King, president of Breakdown Company, the AA, said that while thousands have been spent on fixing potholes, it's the quality of the work done which matters.
A strange zigzagging plane has been spotted flying over Norfolk. The plane set off from Southend at 9:25 a.m. on Wednesday, March the 19th, before surveying Lowestoft and Great Yarmouth between 9:40 a.m. and 11:55 a.m. Locals were left confused by the plane's repetitive weaving through the air. It then reached Norwich at 11:45 a.m. and continued its bizarre flight plan. But now it has been revealed that the plane was being operated by Google as part of an effort to take billions of pictures to create 3D models. Photogrammetry, the process of stitching together billions of high-resolution images of locations collected from planes and Google Street View cars, is what they were involved in.
Black cab drivers around the city say their pay still lags behind private taxis, despite proposals put forward by Norwich City Council for a raise. The authority put forward an increase in daily tariffs from £3.30 to £4.40 and evening tariffs from £3.50 to £4.60. Under the plans, weekend and bank holiday tariffs would also increase from £3.70 to £4.80, while Christmas and New Year charges would stay the same. City Hall has the power to set tariffs for rank and hail taxis to ensure a level playing field and public protection within the sector. It cannot set tariffs for private taxi firms. Although black cab drivers support the proposals, they still say they play second fiddle to the private firms. Kieran Greaves, who's been a cab driver for 11 years, said, "We're still lagging behind the private firms."
Uber has announced that passengers will now be able to book a ride in and around Norwich. According to the nationwide company, its launch in the city comes after the growing demand for its private taxi service, with it claiming thousands of users across the country, opening the app every week to try and book trips. UK country manager for Uber, Andrew Brem, said, "Uber launching in Norwich will provide new earning opportunities for local drivers, give passengers greater transport options and support the local economy."